Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
For the lead, sweeps the leg, 60-yarder, he's got it! Pittsburgh goes in front with 1:03 on the clock.
Ian Eagle with the call on CBS, and 60 yards, that thing looked like it was good from 70. Chris Boswell had a great year last year. It looks like he's on his way to another one, as he was awesome yesterday.
Unreal.
Two long field goals. Steelers come back to beat the Jets 34-32, and Aaron Rodgers, four touchdown passes.
Crazy game. I would have told you I thought it was more likely that that game ends 3-2 than 34-32. The Boswell kick was legendary for me and Beltway Ben and some of our friends at Wannabet. That was a big one. Steelers money line, baby.
Yeah. Can't quit them.
That's my satellite. Yeah. That's my moon. And then I got various stars off of it. Aaron Rodgers, one passing touchdown. Aaron Rodgers, two passing touchdowns. My guy Jalen Warren, over 15 receiving yards. Wild game. I don't know that the Steelers can come away from it feeling great. They and the Bengals are both kind of in the same boat where you're going to take that victory 8 days a week. You're going to bank it. It may end up being invaluable come January and tiebreakers, but there's a lot of cleaning up to do. Steelers defense had issues, man. Steelers defense had major issues tackling, had issues keeping things in front of them. I feel like Aaron Rodgers made some plays. I don't know that I feel like he played great.
When he had time to throw, I thought he was pretty good. I was surprised some of the throws he was able to make.
You know, I don't like the guy. Yeah. He played well. He was easily the highlight of that game for the Steelers and DK Metcalf, I think, as well. But they can't run the football. Talking about the Steelers.
They can't stop the run.
And their defense, that's the highest paid defense in football, by the way.
I mean, Breece Hall, you know they're going to run the ball to start the game with Fields. And it was like no one understood their run fits. I mean, they were just free lanes.
And it's not even just the running. Justin Fields diced him up. Yep. Justin freaking Fields was doing what he wanted. Yeah. Well, averaged almost 10 yards per attempt against that Steelers defense.
Yeah, that's the best I've seen Justin Fields look in a minute.
Yeah, it's an odd game to me because I felt like the Jets defense was being undervalued across the board preseason. And then they almost won that thing despite their defense. If you let the Jets play that kind of ball control on you and Fields hits five, like I said, he hits 5-7, you know, above average throws, you're going to be in every game. I don't think they're going to be in every game if they're played in the 30s.
Jason, let me ask you a question.
Tomlin talking about his kick?
He's an assassin.
I think he called him a serial killer.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yes. So,
Aaron Rodgers saying he was happy to beat everyone associated with the Jets.
Let me ask you a question. It's one of those goofy talk show questions, but I'm going to ask you, Jason.
Would you trade Mike Tomlin for John Harbaugh?
No, we'll get that in a minute.
That is a goofy question.
We'll get that in a minute.
It's up. Paul's up on my Twitter.
Steelers defense yesterday, bad day or bad sign?
Good question.
Yeah, you like that?
I mean,
it looked exactly like that five-game losing streak.
I think bad sign. Look, we're sitting
and
here
talking. And they got banged up, too.
We're sitting here talking about the Ravens having hangovers from their worst qualities dragging into week one. Now, and the Ravens played a much tougher opponent in a much tougher environment. It sounded like a Steelers home game for most of that game.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I can't give Tomlin, I can't cut him slack for that. Like, he's a defensive guy. Terrell Austin's done a good job there for a long time. They brought everybody back. They got Cam Hayward to feel decent enough about his contract to show up. And they could, they got, I mean, they were getting embarrassed for a good part of that game. So they got a lot to clean up.
Steelers get the W, though. Now let's go to Cleveland, Ohio, the Battle of Ohio. The Bengals hold on to win 17-16, and Joe Burrow talks about the win.
Yeah, we'll take it. We'll take it. Anytime you can win like this, you kind of steal one. So we stole one today, and we're going to have to be better.
How did you evaluate your performance?
We'll have to watch the tape. You know, first half, I thought I was pretty lights out. You know, I probably made some good throws in the second half.
If I do say so myself.
Joe Burrow threw for 113 yards and a touchdown. He was sacked for time. Myles Garrett crushed him on a stunt at one point in this game. I think the Bengals had 7 yards of offense in the second half.
Yeah, dude.
And won.
What's he talking about first half? First half, he was like 9 of 11 for like 83 yards. What's he talking about?
They
took away Jamar Chase. They couldn't get much pushing the ball downfield. When they did score early, it was everything through the running back. It was the Chase Brown show. I mean,
and then Chase Brown.
Look, they were on the ropes till Flacco was a double agent.
The kicker missed an extra point.
Look, and Hopkins had been struggling, but Hopkins got to be better than that guy.
Schmidt.
You've got the pretty rapid fire picks from Flacco, and you've got the kicker meltdown, and they still only win by one.
Dude, they went 3 and out in 5 of their 6 second half drives. 3 and out. They were outgained 327-141.
And there's people crowing about their defense. Bro, they gave up an 11-minute touchdown drive to Flacco. They gave up like another 8-minute touchdown drive. They gave up a 4-minute drill touchdown.
But I will say this. With how abysmal they are at starting seasons off, you just pencil
this was a game they usually lose.
Absolutely, it's a game they usually lose. Was it pretty? No, it was as ugly a win as you could really have, but they will take that.
Zach Taylor coaches like a chicken, too.
Yeah. Can we talk for a minute, though? We talk about teams being able to identify talent. Is there a team worse at identifying a kicker than the Cleveland Browns? Like, they moved on from Dustin Hopkins, who actually gave them a couple decent years because they thought he wasn't any good anymore. And this Andre Schmidt, or I don't know where they found him, but he missed an extra point in a 36-yarder. Like, that, they win the football game.
Yeah, I mean, look, we're talking about how pedestrian Burrow was, but he wasn't a double agent, and Flacco was, and the kicker stunk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
I don't know what to make of the Browns. Like, you know, we talked to Daryl Ryder last week, and you could tell listening to Jimmy Schwartz's press conference that he thought his D-line was all the way back and that they were going to be menacing, and that was a pretty good showing. I still don't think much of Cincinnati's offensive line, though. So, like, I don't know how to rate that. And certain teams just have people's number.
Yeah, the Browns playing well.
The Browns, like, even when they lose to Burrow, they're holding him to 23, 24 points. Like, and didn't even get there yesterday, obviously. I just wonder how much of that is Jimmy Schwartz has a little bit of a secret sauce for those guys. And, you know, I think the Ravens can find some joy on that defense. But I also didn't think they were going to go and hold the Bengals to the teens.
Well, I'll say this, too. This Ravens defense better force some turnovers against Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco comes in here and starts chucking the ball over there. By the way,
Hey, they got two tight ends now. Just don't throw to Judy. Just throw to the two tight ends. Man. They can't stop it.
Yeah, Harold Farron had seven catches, which him and Tyler Warren in Indianapolis.
Well, and Njoku's had some big catches against this guy. Yeah. So, I mean, like, he's still there. He didn't get featured as much. He caught a few.
By the way, rinse and repeat, Trey Henderson had a sack. Sat out the whole kit and caboodle, comes back, gets a $14 million extra, has a sack yesterday.
This Browns game's going to be interesting.
Do you have an angle? Want to bet already? What's the spread?
I kind of like the over. I do. I don't love it like I love some other stuff already for week two, but I kind of feeling it over.
Yeah, Ravens 12.5-point favorites. Whew.
Yeah, I'm not touching that.
That's a lot of points.
By the way, for people who like to look ahead, the Bengals host the Jaguars next weekend. The Steelers host the Seahawks. Seahawks could fall to 0-2 if they lose in Pittsburgh coming west to east. And then, of course, the Browns are here to play the Ravens. So that's your AFC North as far as next week.
Yeah. Seahawks offense didn't look particularly splendid. Sam Darnold without Kevin O'Connell.
No.
Might be.
He had Jackson Smith and Jigba.
That's all he had.
Yeah, that's all he had. Yeah. Couldn't run.
That's pretty much it. And I still don't think they have an offensive line, which means they don't really have much of a run game, which means good luck selling that play action. Defense is good. McDonald's got a good defense.
Yeah.
Ben, don't break.
They were able to hang in there with the 49ers. 49ers, Kittle got hurt. The second tight end caught a touchdown late. That was the difference, but it was a low-scoring affair.
Yeah, they turned Purdy over a few times. They were really good in the red zone. They couldn't finish drives themselves. They couldn't really run the ball. McCaffrey got his 130 scrimmage yards like he always gets against them, and that allowed the 49ers to hold on to the ball all day.
Coming up next, we do have to talk about what was a great weekend at Camden Yards. Not so much yesterday, but Friday and Saturday night, especially Saturday, the 30th anniversary of 21-31. A little Orioles next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.